szabad esés.
Dehogy jó, anyám, dehogy jó, nincsen itt szünet, nincsen semmilyen szünet. Itt vagyunk, itt vagyunk. Szóval ez egy szép kis szóló volt a végén, ez egy élő volt.
Én nem tudtam elképzelni egy szóló hárfára, hogy mit lehet dobolni. Tehát azért az egy, nem egy ilyen hétköznapi dolog.
A szóló az olyan dolog, nem, hogy így feldobja valaki a labdát, és aztán aki jön szólóban, az elkezd ugyanarra a témára valami mást a saját hangszerén
abszolút,
játszani.
Abszolút, mint hogy egy gitárra elkezdeni játszani egy dalt, tehát kvázi olyan, igen. És meg nem énekel. És
perkával dobba.
Teljesen szabadon akartam hagyni, nem akartam semmi közé, semmilyen korlát közébe szorítani.
Ez az, amit szeret benned, azt előbb elmondta.
Egy ilyen teljesen szabad, most a felvétel egy egybejátszós felvétel volt az eslemeznél, de hát én konkrétan besírtam a húrok között átnézve, mert az, amit hallottam a fülembe, az valami teljesen elképesztő volt.
Rani, we talk about only good things.
Okay.
Okay. Ferenc said only good things about you.
Oh, thank you.
He was just repeating you about the freedom, okay, and strictness. But that's interesting because during the listening, while we were listening to your solo, you said you never listen to yourself. You never play it back, which is interesting because I hate to listen to myself as a radio host. But you know what? I just learned that I have to do that because this is how I learn a lot about my mistakes, and if I need to do something better, this is the shortest way to do it.
Exactly.
So how do you learn about your mistakes and your future music?
Well, you know, if I play with a band, sometimes they would send the recording, I would kind of listen to it quickly. But especially solos, it's really like this is done. This was created in the moment, so this is best. The baby was born, and it's fine. We move on. I kind of not like to go back in the past. I'm a big fan of now.
I know. This is which cartoon they say. Please don't look back. We are not going that way. You know that. I was just check shortly, because that's a quotation.
Yeah.
So that's I understand, but it's a really reasonable thing.
Yeah, you know, because I start analyzing, I think I could do this better, I could do this better. So so it's more mind job. So
yeah.
I cannot enjoy it as maybe other people, but for me it pushes me to start thinking, which I'm dislike a lot.
Oh yeah. But it's what you talk about, it is more about instincts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Instinct and being in the now and embracing the moment here now, you know.
And also it is the key to be famous, and it's the key to be infamous as well, because you know there's just one way and you don't know about the mistakes. But anyway, we don't talk about the mistakes now. I got to my mind, it was Winnie the Pooh. Don't look back, we're not going that way.
It is completely right, 100%.
Okay, so let's talk about the studio sessions in Tom Tom. What happens just now, and you arrived from Tom Tom here, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How you like the guys? It's really fun, I mean, to be there, right?
I mean, I'm like in like a family. Anyway, and Thomas and Peter here from Mystery Hotel, and
he's recording. He's recording
people.
Us now.
Zoltan is here. It's like friends I've been seeing, and every time I came here, so it becomes like a family. And the studio is great, sounds great.
Yeah,
the atmosphere is nice. It's kind of almost, yeah, I can say that as a perfect atmosphere to work.
I wanted to say, not because I need to explain, but I'm so elegant now. You can say I wear suit. You know, what I visit tonight. Richard Bona is here in Budapest.
Yeah,
did you know that?
I've heard of Thomas, our sound engineer and producer also.
Is he going?
Told me. Yeah,
Contour, Tommy.
I hope I can. We
he's
can
a
make
great
it.
Friend of mine.
Oh wow!
He's going there too.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, I drop him a call.
Yeah, and
and you
and his wife too.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. And with Richard Bona we get the time to work a few times together. The last time was with the big band in Germany, WDR big band. Yeah, I love Richard. Richard is an amazing guy.
I just got a ticket to the third row.
Yeah, you should go.
I should go actually. I finish at 8 here and 8:30. The show starts.
Perfect.
It's just the perfect timing. Yeah.
It's a beautiful musical journey.
Yeah, yeah. Just like the Garland Band, what you are recording now. Mm-hmm. And we got like a few minutes left, and I'd like to talk about your days in Budapest here. Mm-hmm. So now together, mm-hmm. beyond the work, mm-hmm. Your schedule is so tight.
Well, there is basically only time for recording, eating and sleeping, and then early morning
it's
yoga.
It's so annoying, isn't it? Because you can't really... What happens after you leave?
Well, you know, studio, this is the way how is studio. Studio, you dedicate yourself the whole day. I mean, I just try to steal that time for yoga in the morning, do my yoga, breakfast, and go record all the time.
You're doing yoga. That's so good.
Always, always. My first lesson was given me by Sting.
Oh,
2003,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Dominic Miller it's a huge yoga practice guy. He's always practicing.
And now you do it before the concert as well?
I do it every other day.
Every other day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what happens before the show?
Well, before the show, I might do it. Usually I do it, but most important before the show is the calm.
Right.
For me, yeah. Just to collect the energy and focus.
I'd like to still talk about the Garland Band and also the live shows if you will have in the near future, because now we just talk about the new album,
mm-hmm.
which will come maybe this year, right? Will
I
you finish?
So.
Will you finish it?
I hope
in
so.
23.
I hope so. It's coming the end of December.
Right. It's like a Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm. That's a good Christmas
for
gift.
You, for us as well. So, do you plan to play maybe in Budapest, or do you plan to go on tour?
Everywhere.
I think he's yelling.
I find it many interesting musicians about that project and the next album. The Thomas Kontor Tamás, amazing guy.
He's a great guy. You know the Island Band.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I know. And it was the first time when I'm seeing Peter Dorosmai, mm-hmm. 84, something like that. So I was children, yeah.
84? When you were 84 or he was 84?
No,
you were 84.
And now he helped me about that project. He gave me the studio for to finish the recording, and he really liked that project too. And the Kontor Tamás wife is so great. Her name is Kira Bihari.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He sings some songs for the new album. So amazing too. Amazing.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
the violin
yeah. She's
player.
Great. She's
too.
So young.
Oh my.
She's great.
I can tell you.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And worked together with the violin players 8 years ago. Was it Farkas Zsizsák's name?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was here like last week or maybe
yeah,
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he told me because he came in the studio one hour before.
It's a small country. You know, we used to say normally that the world is so small, but it is not small. I say that the world is not small. We are big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
it's a good, no, good way to perceive it.
You know, just
to
reverse.
Yeah.
Just to reverse.
So great way to perceive it.
I think as a project is ready now for the concert, but next year looking for every place where it's possible going.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. That's good though. So hope you are going to let us know, and I really hope
definitely
that I will meet you again, and it's not gonna be so running. Mm. And I wish you the best for the recording and for these 3 days in Budapest. And
thank you.
And it's a pleasure.
Thank you
that you've been here. So thank you so much for visiting us, and thank you, Ferenc.
Köszönöm
szépen.
Én is nagyon szépen köszönöm, és még egyszer üdvözlök.
Thank you for having us here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have fun tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Take
thank
care. You. Take care. Bye. Hölgyek, urak, folytatjuk mindjárt. Itt volt velünk Rani Krizsa és Honyec Ferenc a The Garland Bandtől, és aztán folytatjuk hét után. Jön mindjárt Hámori Juci és Rácz Viktor. Egy egészen más témával fogjuk folytatni, de ne bánjátok, hogy ez lesz, úgyhogy maradjatok még. Most pedig jön egy Sting szám, csak stílus kedvéért, ha már itt volt velünk Sting perkása. Na maradjatok, figyeljetek!